Hi, my name is Portia at Call Me P on Socials. I'm from the Charlotte / Troutman, North Carolina area. I've been going through a lot since November of last year. I unexpectedly lost my mom in January. My 3-year relationship ended in February. I had back-to-back financial issues and issues on my job in March. I had to walk away from my over 10-year friendship. And now I am having to pursue a wrongful death case for my mom. And I just want to know if now is the time to focus on this, or what me and my family need to do to find success in this. I also am going through, or want to go through, changes on my job. Should I leave the job, the role that I'm in? And I want to know if I should pursue going after a high earning role in project management is what I do, or if I should focus on entrepreneurship and some of the things I want to do, such as painting, being an author, things like that. And I also want to know if I'll find love this year. And I just want to know when I find my tribe of people. I just want to be sure my message went through and wrap everything up. I think I got cut off a little bit. I just want to make sure and see what, you know, all the spirits say for me, because I feel like I'm finally trusting myself. I'm trusting my intuition, and I feel like I'm going forward in light. I had a really, really dark time. The past 6 months, honestly, have been some of the worst of my life. I had very dark thoughts of not feeling worth it anymore, honestly. And I just want to know when I'll find those people that help me feel and really appreciate and have that zest for life, and they actually want to be around me. I feel like I've always been around people who love taking more than they give, and I'm such a giver, and I'm just such a pure heart, and I just really want what I deserve in this year. And I need to know, what do I need to do to go after it? What do I need to let go? What do I need to step into? What, all of the woods. I just want everything that I deserve.
P, you just made my whole day. I just heard your voice memos, and any of my TLCs that want to come on an episode or share their thoughts, you can click the link below from the episode in the comments. There'll be a little link that you can share anything that you want. And I just appreciate you sharing what's been going on. There's a lot here, so let's go through this. Also, I want to say, anyone that does message in, my hopes is to encourage you to share an idea that you want me to expand on. If there's a spiritual animal that you want me to talk about, or to see if I can pick up on energy for you, I can try my best through a voice memo. But ideally, I really want to hear what you think about anything that I'm talking about, and even challenge some of these ideas to help even expand more to bring truth to the collective. So P, there's a lot, because you're asking a million and one questions, but I love this and I want to kind of sift through this little by little. The first thing I want to highlight is what's been going on the last 6 months. You are in the thick of grief. Not only did you lose your mom, you have lost your relationship, you have lost a 10-year friendship, you are in a transition for jobs. And I think a lot of these emotions that are coming through you, there's not a lot of words that can describe how you feel, because grief is weird. It brings up a bunch of emotions and kind of twists them into one. And it's like, how am I even feeling? I'll say this. You're not crazy. You are not going to be successful. You are just grieving. And I think in those moments when you're having those thoughts of spiraling, whether that be your self-worth or your love or your commitment, to remind yourself that you're just grieving and it's okay to feel these feelings. The only way to actually move through is to feel it, embrace it, accept it. And each day it gets less and less where it's not as painful. Nobody, not even myself, will ever be able to take away the pain of the loss of your mom. But I will say, the more that you keep on surrounding yourself with the tools, the people, the places, the things that comfort that hole, it helps you be able to move through without feeling stagnant, without feeling stuck. Again, no such thing as moving on It's about moving through this energy and establishing a relationship with your mother in the non-physical. And what I mean by establishing a relationship with her in the non-physical is, now that your mother has passed, is working with her energy in the form of frequency, and knowing that your mission is even bigger, because not only are you living your legacy out, but you know that time and love is limited, and you're going to put your time and love where it matters. You're going to show up not only for yourself, but for your mom. And doing these exercises starts to really empower you to see that we're all connected, and that mom is still here helping you in a new wave of energy. I'm pausing a lot while I'm thinking, because I want to make sure I'm articulating the message correctly. And it's not even about you needing to establish anything. It's about just knowing that she is still here for you, just in a new wave, in a new light, which is the non-physical of spirit. Keep talking to her. Keep letting her know what you want and thanking her for being there for you. And also create dialogue. If you tell your mom to show up in a certain way, whether that giving her some type of symbol, whether that be a number, mom, show me ones for yes, twos for no, she will start to literally communicate with you so that you know how you can start working with her in the non-physical. I already have a feeling that you are doing this. I just don't think you realize how in control you are of dictating that relationship. You have more power than you even realize. And if you open that consciousness, that vortex up for your mom, woo, P, she'd be coming to you like crazy. I'm curious to know if she has been coming to you in your dreams, if at all, once or twice or reoccurring. Let me know. I'm just curious, because it feels, sorry, Winnie's barking, there's street work going on. But you know, we're not going to stop. That's not going to stop us. We thrive through the chaos. I'm curious, because it feels like to me she is constantly with you. And I wonder, when your subconscious is let down, when you're sleeping and you have like a good sleep where you can really let go and dream, it feels to me she's coming to you. There's a lot of energy coming up right now. And even when I pull on this, your mom just asking her spirit to see if she could step forward. I don't see an image, but the energy that's being presented is you and your dad having a lot of similarities when it comes to the way you think, but the way you feel is similar to your mom. Your empathy, your compassion, your love is like your mother's. And it's weird, because I keep on seeing two black crows. And I'm curious if your dad passed or if your dad's not in your life as well, because it's showing a split between your mom and your dad, just not, I don't want to say thinking alike, but they don't, they have different morals, they have different values, they were never on the same track or same page. But it's weird, P, because even me saying that they were never meant to be, maybe this is just her way of letting you know it's her. I'm not sure. I will say she shows you a lot with synchronizations. I keep on seeing a lot of signs, synchronizations. I keep on seeing like a lot of like study books, which is kind of fascinating, because study books are like, she's learning from you. So if anything, you have been teaching your mom a lot. It feels like from even you doing project management, she's like, whoa, how did my daughter ever even do that? Like, beyond me. And now seeing it from the other side, she's learning so much from you. And not to get too deep on a podcast, because I don't have you in person with me to see how accurate this is. I'm so curious. A part of her knew of her passing, and it feels like she didn't want to tell you or the family, because she didn't want anyone to worry. And that's That's all it was. It wasn't that she didn't want anyone to know in the sense of to help her, or that you guys wouldn't, or she was trying to like not get the help or go to the doctor's appointments or whatever this may be. She just didn't want to affect the family, but she also didn't know it was going to be this fast. So just know she wasn't withholding information from you in a negative way. It was more to protect you. And I'll tell you right now, she's one of your biggest protectors, your biggest angels, watching over you every single day. And I just got the chills. A lot of what just came through was visual feeling, just hearing your voice memo and me putting out the intention to see what I can feel for you. So thank you for being open, and I can't wait to see what you think with what was being presented to us. I will say, going into your tribe of people, when I was listening, I wrote down a few different things that came to me. You said that you've been attracting a lot of takers, and since you're a giver, and it doesn't feel like you're a giver, it feels actually like you're a fixer, and you want to fix these individuals so they take from you. And subconsciously, maybe you're not even aware of it, but if you don't try to fix or help them, you feel shame and guilt. And I think being or expanding on the idea of why do I feel like I need to fix others, and if that is my soul mission and quest, how can I put my focus on those individuals that I am going to receive that energy back? Because being a fixer isn't a bad thing. It's making sure that you're channeling and using your superpower properly. If you're really good at that, helping in the medical field, as a therapist, as a counselor, maybe women and young girls that lost their mom, you can be a bridge to help them connect back to them, help them through the process of grief through your own experience. Wait, I just re-listened to the beginning, and now if it's a criminal case for your mom, she might have been talking about of like the part of her new, there might be emails or text messages or something of the individual that was involved with this case if she was murdered. I don't know what this energy is. But she, a part of her knew it was coming, and I'm curious if there were threats or anything like that. Maybe it's not even health related. Anywho, just wanted to throw that out there. Your mom's spirit lives through you. Ask her to bring you to your soul tribe and have faith that she's going to. Know that she will, because when that person comes into your life, whether you cross paths in such a weird way, you will know exactly who sent them. Your mom, gifting you everything that you need to succeed in your wantings. Hearing you even ask about your jobs and ways to make income. I'll say do it all. TE advice would be do it all. Plan, organize, and understand that you have the ability and capability to do it all. It's more about how and when you're going to use your art, your creation. If you want to paint, if you want to draw, if you want to write, get that out. Use that as your way to emote your emotion, to work through your pain, your sadness. There's a way of you actually transmuting this energy and then giving it a purpose. And in the meantime, you're going to work your full-time job. You're going to go through that for that higher position, because why not? You got nothing to lose, only to gain. And once one of your fun hobbies pops off, or you get inspired to do something with it, you'll then have the means. And then once that blows up, you can then leave that job or start a whole nother career. And I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life, or anyone that's listening to this, on what to do. I want you to know that you, as a human of God, of the cosmos, of the universe, we are anything that we attach ourselves to. You want to become a doctor? You can become a doctor. You want to have a million farms and live in an island? Go for it. Because we are reality creators. It's what we believe. It's what we put out. And keeping the faith without pushing it away for it to come to fruition. Keep on getting clear on what you want and tell your mom. She will never, ever fail you. And if anything, she's actually going to provide more than you could ever even imagine. It's your job, Portia, after putting out that frequency, that wave, that vortex, that channel with your mom, to then use your own discernment, your own intuition. Trust yourself. You know what feels right and what doesn't feel right to you. Go with that. Mom's spirit, her love, her heart is your heart. Follow that. Everyone that's listening, I want to take a moment for gratitude for this life that we're living, to be able to be walking, talking, to be breathing today. And I have a lot of gratitude for you, Portia, for voice memoing in and sharing what's been going on in your mind and what's been going on in your life. It's not easy to be vulnerable, especially in a public platform like this. So I just want to say thank you. And if you have any questions or if you ever just need someone to vent to or just talk to, reach out. You know my socials, my TikTok, email me. Always, always here. And for anyone that's looking to book a one-on-one session, you can book through my website, thomasedwardenergy.com. And I do two different types of sessions. I do one-on-one readings, which would be me channeling, and ECF, energy connection to frequency, which is me guiding you to get the messages from your loved ones yourself so that you can experience it, feel it, hear it, know it's real. But no pressure for those that think that it's might be a lot. It is an overwhelming feeling. It's a feeling that can't be described. That's why I also love to channel and give messages myself. Thank you for listening to today's episode. When in doubt, don't forget to crystal it out. And a big shout out and thank you again to Portia and for her mom, her spirit. She lives on through you. Keep planning, keep praying, keep pushing. You are loved, you are safe, you are protected. Make it a great day.